Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you so much for joining us today. Looks like our temperatures are going to get a little bit warmer today. And boy, I can think of nothing better to do this morning and today than to get out and go see our good friends over at Len Lyle Chevrolet. So we will say good morning to our good friend Dan Johnson. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
We're doing great, bud. We're doing great. Hey, just a quick personal thanks for hooking my daughter up on a pre-owned vehicle over there, and she is thrilled, and I hope she doesn't put on as many miles as I do, but she is thrilled with that, so thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome, and it is getting warmer out, and, you know, Santa Claus is at Len Lyle today. I'm getting rid of the 16s, the leftover 16s. I still probably have about 60 of them, and it's fire sale time.
Absolutely, and, you know, traditionally, a lot of people think, you know, that, hey, well, wait till the last couple of days of the month. But really, truly, the way you guys run your business, hey, come on today, and you'll get them taken care of.
Absolutely. I'll figure out. GM right now is incentivizing, kind of a 15-20% of our inventory. And I'll figure out how to make the deal work. I'll get them the most money I can. And new 16 Silverado, I got like $9,700 in rebate, plus my discount. You know, you can do $13,000 off. It's the best deal of the year.
Wow, that is terrific. Again, Len Lyle Chevrolet, drive east and pay the least, has been their tagline for years, just right off of Colfax and 225. Go over there and see Dan. And, you know, one thing I've always appreciated about this, a lot of times you go in these dealerships and, boy, you never end up meeting a general manager till the end when they're trying to strong arm you and all that. Dan's in a glass office, literally 10-20 feet from the door there, and he would be happy to meet you, so go in and see him. And, you know, Dan, I want to put out a word, too, for warranties. You know, I think sometimes, depending on the type of warranty, of course, and there are a lot of third-party type warranties out there that are rip-offs, but, you know, a couple of years ago, I bought my 2014 Silverado there, bought the good GM warranty, the kind of the bumper-to-bumper deal, and it just helped me out tremendously. So talk a minute about, you know, the bad warranties for that we want to warn people about, but then how these warranties with GM can really be great, you know, buys for you.
Yeah, and they are good, but I had an instance where a lady called me just a couple of weeks ago and said that there's some warranty companies out there that are actually acting like Len Lyle Chevrolet or General Motors, mm-hmm. and they're trying to sell these warranties, you know, get credit cards over the phone. And believe me, we don't do that. I don't just call people and solicit, you know, for that, and I don't know of a dealer that does. You know, if you want it, you know, the customer needs to initiate the call, and we'll be happy to accommodate them. But those warranties, I mean, I won't take them in my service department because they don't pay. They don't cover the same things, and it's just a bad deal. So if your listeners are interested in the warranty, please buy it from the dealer. Don't go to these outside companies. You'll be sorry, I promise.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Len Lyle Chevrolet has a great service shop, a body shop there. And again, another myth out there that, boy, you know, don't take your vehicles to dealerships because their service is so expensive. And I tell you, I get your, you know, coupons and mailers and different things there too, Dan. And I'm telling you, you know, I would rather have a specialist, so to speak, that, I mean, that's what they work on is my type of vehicle. So it's a lot better off the dealership because they know everything and seen probably everything with those vehicles.
And we're not more expensive than, right. you know, the grease monkeys. I mean, we do, you know, depending on the car, you know, somewhere between $20 and $40 oil changes. And, I mean, it's just, you know, that's what a grease monkey or any of the other places would charge. It's just, you know, it's just better. And we do a multi-point inspection on every single car to make sure there's not oil leaking somewhere or, you know, something going on. We try to find it. And if it is, we'll tell you about it. If you're perfect to go, we tell you that, too.
Absolutely. Get out and see Dan at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And if you can't make it over today, go see him this next week. But again, just a great selection of pre-owned vehicles. Like I say, we were just over there with my daughter getting a car. And so great selection of pre-owned vehicles. And, you know, I mean, you don't deal in the $3,000-$4,000 car generally, but I'm telling you, if you're looking for a great, clean, good vehicle, you know, and that $12,000-$15,000 area, I'm telling you, got a great selection out there for that. And then as I said, he's clearing out the 16s and Silverados, and I'm telling you, save 12 or 13 grand off of those. I love my Silverado, and boy, just a great buy out there. And then the body shop. So talk about your body shop just a minute.
Well, you know, with the little weather, I'm sure there are a few that cracked up this week.
Yeah.
Actually, one of your guys called me this week, and you know, we'll probably do his body work.
But, yeah, he told me about that.
You know, there's a lot of insurance. Of course, they want to do it as cheap as they can and hang aftermarket parts, things like that. We just won't do that. And the insurance company will, you know, if you force them, they'll put real manufacturer parts on, and we force them to do that because they fit better, they last longer, and, you know, they accept paint better. I mean, it's just a better way to go, and, that's what I think they should do. And, you know, a lot of the body shops are in cahoots with the insurance company, and we're not.
Right.
You know? I mean, we have the customer's best interest in mind.
And again, you know, a lot of times insurance companies will try to sway you to go to one of their, quote, approved shops. And in Colorado, you can go to any shop you want to get your vehicle fixed. So don't be fooled or strong-armed into going to, quote, one of their approved shops. Again, Lynn Lyle's done a lot of work for us and friends and listeners to our show, and I promise you they'll take great care of you. So, Dan, I hope you have a great day today. Again, thank you for support for our show, and we'll be out and see you again soon.
You have a good weekend, okay?
All right, you too, bud.
All right.
That's Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Drive east and pay the least. And again, just great company, great people out there, and Dan will take good care of you. And you know what? Maybe, too, some financing issues you've had, they can help you. We've had a few clients go out there that had some credit challenges, we will say, and they will get you fixed up at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Well, the International Sportsman's Expo is right around the corner, really, just roughly 30 days from now, January 12th through the 17th. And starting next week on the show, we will be giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the International Sportsman's Expo, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later here in the show today. But got a few minutes here to spend with Alan Stack of Stack Optical, and then we've got to take a break, and we'll come back and visit a little bit more with Alan. But Stack Optical, complete eye care since 1968. They're located at 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive in Denver. Their number there is 303-321-1578. Alan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Well, you took care of my wife. My wife came over to get her eye exam.
Perfect vision.
And I'm telling you, me and Alan were like, shuck, she can see. Yeah, so hoping she might need some glasses and help Alan out there too. But I will tell you, you know, she came back, and I said, look, forget we're friends with Alan. Forget Alan's a sponsor of our show. What did you think about the eye exam, you know, and the doctor? And, man, rave reviews of, you know, just, first of all, just bedside manner is the right way to say for an eye vision, but just his manner, his thoroughness, his not using terms she didn't know, I mean, you know, about her eyesight, but just really, really was.
That is so neat about our doc. Yeah. He really takes the time to answer your questions, and you're right. He is very thorough and personable. And,
mm-hmm.
But as we said, your wife has great vision.
Yeah.
You know, like the rest of us, needs a little help in the
reading.
And
she still married me. She can see me and still married me. Yeah, absolutely. Again, Stack Optical. And, you know, just like, I tell you, it is hard to find really good, true professionals in certain areas. If you take things like our good friends over at Cornerstone Hearing with hearing aids, and I mean little kind of a boutique shop, Stack Optical, again, family owned and operated. And sometimes you go to these big box stores, and just had some friends recently that were over at one of the big box stores. Again, this was hearing aids they called me about, but they said, wow, what a difference between someone that really does this 24/7, makes it their life business, and the customer care you get there versus the big box stores. And Alan, I think, you know, I've always asked you, you know, what really sets you apart. And, you know, and it's easy to come back with those words, customer service. But when you've seen the lineages of customers through generations that have come back to you, that's where you know you're really providing good customer
service. Well, it's just, you know, there's a lot of different products out there, and we really take the time to learn about all the different products, lenses and frames, and, you know, what's going to work well for an individual situation. You know, it's just like coming up with those hunting glasses that we have there. You know, I've gone through a lot of different types of hunting wear over the years, you know, and I'm constantly redefining and redesigning a good pair of hunting glasses.
Right.
You know, things constantly change, and I try to keep up with those changes.
Absolutely. Again, the International Sportsman's Expo is January 12th through the 17th. That's going to be at the Convention Center, and we'll be giving you more information on that in the weeks to coming. And John Kirk will join us. He's a communications director next week on the show. A lot of great seminars. We will be at the Adventure Theater there, being the spokesman there and introducing all the different speakers there. And Alan's always out there with us as well, and so we'll have the Stack Sport Pack out there. Quentin Smith, we're going to be talking with a little bit later in the show today with QRS Outdoor Specialties. Quentin will have a booth there. Our good friends with Lone Star Hunts will be there for our hog hunting out of Wichita Falls, Texas area. And then a new sponsor to the show, also from New Zealand, New Zealand Safaris, and Jim Gibson. We heard from Jim just a couple of weeks ago, and we'll get Jim back on before the International Sportsman's Expo. But this is a great place. It's NewZealandSafaris.com. And, boy, we're looking forward to getting over there in the next year or two and hunting with Jim as well. And then, of course, our good friends with Bushman's Quiver out of South Africa will be there, and their booth is right across the aisle from us, actually. So, again, this will be January the 12th through the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center. On Thursdays, the doors will open at 11 a.m. and stay open till 8, Friday the same hours, Saturday 10 to 8, and Sunday 10 to 5. And Alan, I mean, you've been out there the last few years with us. It's a busy place, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It sure is. We got to take a short break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. When we come back, we're going to visit with Alan Stack and talk about our Stack Sport Pack. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been in a car wreck? Hurt by the fault of another? Is the insurance company frustrating you? Hi, I'm Kevin Flesh, and my firm, Flesh Law, can help you. Please call me at 303-806-8886. Flesh Law has been helping those affected by accidents for over 20 years. Flesh Law has the experience to help you. We offer a free consultation, and we only get paid when you get your money. Flesh Law will do everything we can to maximize your claim. Find us on the web at Flesh Law Firm, that's F-L-E-S-C-H, lawfirm.com, or call us 303-806-8886. I'm Kevin Flesh, and I'll help you get the compensation you deserve. Stop worrying and let us fight for you.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you're looking for a genuine hunting, professional outfitting, high quality game, and great food and accommodations, I highly recommend New Zealand Safaris. Come and meet Jim Gibson at the 2017 International Sportsman's Expo, January 12th through the 15th. New Zealand Safaris booth is number 2946, and Jim would love to see you there. Check out their website, NewZealandSafaris.com. Again, that's NewZealandSafaris.com.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Again, thank you so much for joining us. International Sportsman's Expo, if you're just joining us again, will be January 12th through the 15th. Starting next week, we will be giving you a chance to win tickets on our Haystack Help Show. And this will be courtesy of Stack Optical. We'll be giving away some tickets for the International Sportsman's Expo, and we hope that you can come out and see us out there at the booth. We're going to have some really cool bags we're giving away out there. And just we'll have a good time. Our friend Aaron Casey from Phoenix Weaponry is going to be there. And we're going to have a few of his custom-made weapons. Some he's made for us. We're going to have there at our booth as well. So it will be a very, very good time. Again, Alan Stack is our guest. Stack Optical. Since 1968, they have been taking care of us here in Colorado. And like I say, I've had my few eye exams over the years with Alan's doctor there, and have my, what do you call those reading glasses again?
The progressive.
Progressive lenses, yeah. Progressive lenses, and boy, I love those a lot. The Stack Sport Pack, though, and I tell you, just came back from a vacation this last week and took my Stack Sport Pack. That's hard to say, Alan. We got too many P's in there. And but I tell you, it was so cool, and we were fortunate to go over to Hawaii for a week and with my wife's sister and her husband. And, you know, over there, weather changes quite a bit, too, but some days really sunny. We had one day where it was very cloudy and kind of rainy and all, and I just simply took out my Stack Sport Pack, switched a few couple of lenses on there, had my brown lenses when I wanted to brighten things up. I had my orange lenses that I really like a lot when I'm hunting. But, Alan, I tell you, what a convenient way to have good, comfortable eye care, eyewear, I should say, just with the Stack Sport Pack.
It's yeah, I'm noticing the one that you have today, that's that drivewear lens,
yeah,
which is really your best all-around lens. Because it's light enough that if you needed to, you could still wear it indoors if you had your prescription in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go outside, it's going to change depending on the lighting conditions. So what's kind of neat about that is it also starts to go to a dark brown, which is really your best all-around lens.
Yeah.
You know, for hunting, fishing, bike riding, even driving, you know, and golfing. I just really love that lens that you have in there because it's the best all-around lens. Yeah, you have specialty lenses, you
right,
know, for doing different things. But that one being a light-sensitive lens, you know, changing depending on lighting conditions, it's just an awesome lens.
No, and I'm glad you talked to me. You told me about those because I had the orange lens, and you were like, I don't know how you can wear those every day. That would drive me
right
crazy, you know. But I've noticed this is a lot less strain.
Exactly.
On my eye, which I'm like, oh, I finally get it.
You don't
after
have
doing
quite
show
the color differential
yeah
like you do with the orange. Now, the orange does have its place. I mean, that what's neat about that is it's blocking out a lot of that blue light, so it's giving you a high definition. So, you know, let's say you're hunting deer or elk, and you want to see that animal, and they're kind of blending into the environment. Well, that lens, especially if they're standing in the shadows, helps brighten that shadow and make that animal stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, you know, the one that you have there will do some of that, but not quite as much as that orange lens
right
that you have.
We actually went to a shooting range over in Hawaii. I told my wife, I go, look, okay, I'm not going to go hunt anything while I'm here, but I got to shoot something.
Oh,
so
no kidding.
We went to a shooting range. But for the first time, I kind of watched people in the other lane shooting, and it was amazing to me, the people that are kind of looking over glasses. I saw one guy that had some, because they want you to wear protective eyewear
right
in the range. So he had kind of some clear goggle type things on. Then he had his regular glasses sitting over on top of those. So he had two pair of glasses on. And, you know, and I'm telling everybody, I said, man, if you ever get to Denver, we can fix you up for all that. But, I mean, it really can really affect shooting. The first thing to go, really, where guys can't shoot accurately is not being able to see their sights.
Oh, yeah. As we get older, you know, that presbyopia steps in. That's the loss of accommodation, be able to see up close and intermediate ranges. And, you know, it's just so hard to acquire that front sight if you're a presbyopic, if you're over 45.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I can actually add a little bit of a correction in that lens to make that front sight pop out. And you don't have to wear two pairs of glasses.
Right.
You know, the whole thing's built into that lens.
Exactly. Again, this is the Stack Sport Pack. And of course, on this show, we talk a lot about it being shooting glasses, hunting glasses. But I'm telling you, as I just mentioned, just on vacation, it is a great way to enhance any activity really in the outdoors. It's just being able to see everything in a good way and not have strain on your eyes. And when the weather changes from morning to afternoon, as it oftentimes does here in Colorado, boy, you just simply unzip your Stack Sport Pack, pop in a couple of different lenses, and you're good to go. Now, snow skiing. What do you, that boy, you talk about glare that can come off of that and really damage your eyes. What are most people, what can you be your different choices there?
Well, on the sports skiing, I still like my drive wear lens.
Really? Okay.
It still works well on that because up there you've got shadows. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to see those ruts.
Yeah. And the trees.
Right. And then if you have a pair of dark gray lenses when you're skiing, it just darkens those shadows and you can't see those ruts. And what's kind of cool about that lens that you have there, that's going to change depending on the lighting condition out there, and you'll be able to see those ruts no matter what the lighting condition. Mm-hmm. Where gray is just going to always darken that shadow.
Right.
Not allow you to see that.
Absolutely. Again, Stack Optical, 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive in Denver. Their number is 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Now, mention about the eye exam and all of that, and Al and I were talking just a few minutes before the show here, and we do our show with GIA Group Insurance Analysts, and they've been talking a lot about their health savings account, Alan. So tell us how we can take advantage of that with Stack Optical.
Well, what's kind of neat about that health savings is you can use that for anything health related. So, you know, anything, eye exams, eyewear, you know, sunglasses. We can use that card at our office.
Okay.
And some of them don't expire at the end of the year, other ones do. But in either case, you know, you can also come in, you know, near the end of the year and get a bite of the apple twice, you know. And
oh, yeah.
You've got the next year's benefits, too. As
right.
In fact, I've already had a couple of people do that.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, because, you know, we offer discounts for multiple pair. So you get them ordered now, and then we build a second one as of January 1st.
Okay, great.
So then you get to use it on your next year's benefits.
Right, right. Okay, good deal. So, again, give them a call, 303-321-1578, and take advantage of this. If you got some money in that health savings account, great way to do it there. But really, the eye exam for $69, and again, my wife just went and did this, and just raved about it and with the doctor there, and really good, thorough eye exam. So that's where it all starts. And, Alan, we've talked about it before, but, you know, boy, sometimes you can catch some things early there that can really save us from...
Yeah, our doctor is, you know, it's $69, which is kind of on the lower end on as far as exams go. A lot of docs are using techs and everything else. Our doc sees you from the beginning to the end, mm-hmm. and he does a full exam. You know, he's not only going to check the refraction, but he's going to use his ophthalmoscope. He's going to look in the back of the eye. And, you know, he can detect stuff back there before it becomes a big problem.
Right.
He's also going to check your pressures and keep track of that. You know, if we can catch some of this stuff early, a lot of times we can correct it.
Mm-hmm.
Or stop the progression.
Right, right.
So it's very important to get that eye exam.
Again, come see us at the International Sportsman's Expo. Circle the dates now, January 12th through the 15th. It'll be at the Colorado Convention Center, and that's located at 700 14th Street in Denver, Thursday and Friday. The hours will be 11 to 8 p.m., and then Saturday 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday 10 to 5. Don't know if our Broncos will be in the playoffs a couple of Sundays over the last few years. That really hurt our crowd there, but hopefully they will. But again, this is a great show, and again, we're going to have John Kirk on here in the upcoming weeks, and John's communications manager for the International Sportsman's Expo, and you know, they're bringing in a lot of different things, and so, boy, you know, not everything is just about hunting and fishing. A lot of things here in Colorado they're going to be doing with just hiking and camping and a lot of different other activities that we're going to be doing. And again, we will be hosting the Adventure Theater and Jeff Nimnick, which you've heard on the show, about predator hunting. We're going to be doing some waterfowl seminars. We're going to have an elk calling contest as well. And again, starting next Saturday, we will give you your chance to win a pair of tickets to the show, and those will be good for any day. And we hope you'll join us there. Our friends Lisa Thompson, Donnell Johnson from Hunt Data, I know they will be there. One Shot Gear, our sponsors there, I know they will have a booth there for all your Sitka gear. So it will be just really, really a great, great time. And again, we will look forward to having you there. We're going to be talking with Quentin Smith here just shortly. And Quentin is a great friend of ours with QRS Outdoor Specialties. We're working on a mountain lion hunt right now with Quentin, which is going to be pretty exciting. But, you know, when you go to a lot of these booths, you got to really, I mean, most of the people there are really good people, but you really want to make sure when you're going far away or even close, and you hire an outfitter, that you've got someone that's really, really good. And we really encourage you to check out their references good. They are governed by DORA, the Department of Regulatory Agencies, so you can check them out there. And then if you ever have any questions, you know, we'll be glad to help you in any way we can to maybe do some research and check in with other outfitters to make sure you've got somebody good, so we will help you out there as well. So, Alan, thank you very much,
my friend. Thank you very much, Scott.
We got to take a short break, and again, when we come back, Quentin Smith, QRS Outdoor Specialties. We'll be right back. Did you know that about 46% of U.S. households have a dog and 39% have a cat? Studies show that 90% of people treat pets as family members. That's why I chose Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. This is Scott Watley. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, surgical care, or grooming, the team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. And with the holidays approaching, I highly recommend their boarding services. Hey, our golden retriever, Roxy Watley, loves it there. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Or visit LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus Gold Star member of the Better Business Bureau.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to welcome in studio Mr. Quentin Smith. Quentin's a great friend of mine, has been for a number of years now. QRS Outdoor Specialties. You've heard him on the show before and heard us talk about him and our hunts and adventures with QRS. And we are in the midst of planning another one right now, which we're going to talk a little bit about today for a mountain lion hunt and all. But make sure and make your plans now for the International Sportsman's Expo. That will be in January the 12th through the 15th. And, of course, we will be there. Quentin will be there as well at his booth, and we'll talk about that a little further in the show as well. So, Quentin, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be back with you.
You've been on a little hunt here last few days yourself.
Yeah, I'm on the way back home from Kansas today.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So been in Kansas hunting. Their rifle season here is going on, and had a fantastic time. Got to hunt with a very close friend of mine that I've had out there. We've been out there two other times now, about every other year here the last 4 years, and had taken two great bucks the last time, and this time got to take 156-inch whitetail or so, and wow, somewhere in there, just a beautiful 10-point, and great time.
How does it really differ from our western hunting here in Colorado to whitetail hunting? Is hunting deer, or is there a whole different way to go about it?
Each area has its own different ways of hunting, and it's pretty cool to go and travel different places and see the different opportunities and ways that people do it. A lot of those guys out there, they really like to push those river bottoms. They get groups of people together and they go on drives and they drive those deer and push them out of some of that country. And some of it is so thick, that's the only way you're ever going to get them out of there, right. Especially if they're nocturnal animals, and especially your bigger animals for sure. We specifically spend time blind hunting and hunting, catching them coming out of the river bottoms and things that way, coming into your ag crops and food plots and some of that stuff. And that's probably, in my opinion, the better way of doing it. The river pushing, while it's a fun and chance to get out and exercise and walk, you never know what's going to happen in that ball game. So,
QRS Outdoor Specialties. Now, you're doing something that a lot of people that love hunting and love the outdoors would love to do. And, of course, we meet people, too, and they think, you know, everything in radio is glory and glamorous, and we know everything is not in this business. It takes a long time to build and a constant staying after it. But tell us just a little bit about how QRS even came all about.
You know, I've grown up hunting all my life. My dad instilled it on us early on, and we hunted with him in the ranch in Texas before we moved to Colorado in 91. And I just had a true passion and love for hunting, and got to the point I was hunting so much that it was time to figure out how to make money at it, or I was going to have to stop doing that altogether.
Right.
And so I got in and worked with another outfitter for a while, guiding and doing some things like that for them, and seeing the opportunity. I worked for a bank in Lyman, of all places, and Farm Credit of Southern Colorado, and as a loan officer, and so met lots of landowners and different things, and people looking for other opportunities to gain income, and so was able to kind of jump in full force there and take over, and now we're 16 years into it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it really all comes down to the properties that you're able to secure to hunt on and everything. And I think so many times other guys have ruined that for people. So
no doubt,
you go up, knock on a door or make a connection, they go, hey, we've tried that before, it just didn't work because guys didn't take care of things. And you know, I noticed from all the different areas we've been able to hunt with you throughout Colorado and all, that you know, man, you really take care of the property. That old saying is, if it were your own.
You have to, and you got to manage these properties accordingly. And that's the fun part for me, is taking on a new property and looking at its potential, looking at what it can do, and hopefully gaining that and growing it to reach its maturity and its maximum, you know, options there. And so that's the fun part, is to look at those different programs that way and look at the different things we can do to help wildlife. And it's not all about harvesting an animal. We all know that.
Sure.
It's about, you know, growing those animals. And so for me, it's a lot more than just a guy coming out and pulling a trigger. It's what did we do to grow that animal, and how did we make him become his maximum of efficiency, and those kinds of things. And those are the things that are fun for us to look at and say, you know, hey, I can go into a property and I can shoot 15 or 20 deer a year,
sure,
but at the end of the day, what am I doing when I do that? I can do that year one, and I can't do it a year after that. So at the end of the day, it's fun to kind of look at those programs that way.
Right. Now, we talk about Western big game hunting. You guys, you know, for mule deer, elk, moose, antelope, mountain lion, all of that.
All the big game.
You have a favorite?
I guess to guide.
And bear. I forgot bear. I mean, we do bear.
Well, and that's
bears
probably
you
my
love.
Favorite. Yeah. That's my favorite to go hunt and do myself, you know, and things that way. And I love guiding them as well. But I would say mule deer, big mule deer, are my passion for growing and doing. Of course, we do a tremendous amount of elk hunts and things that way. But it just kind of depends on specific places. Each property is a little different, and I have different things with each one that I really prefer, and you know, that's become my favorite thing to hunt on that property. Mm-hmm. So
you've gotten to do some pretty cool hunts even this last year. A little bit too. Talk about some of those and other places you've hunted.
Yeah, so of course, one of the fun things about this is being able to hunt in other places and even out of country. And so I've spent, I've got some clients that have hunted with for years now. And so we traveled to outbound places outside of the U.S. We were in Argentina last April. And got to take 14 animals over there with Casa Pampa. Fantastic place to hunt. Unbelievable experience. Been to British Columbia several times with Mark Warner and those guys up there. And I tell you what, I've been to Alberta, Newfoundland, Russia on a bear hunt. It's a pretty neat blessing to be involved in some of those.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, Quentin Smith is our guest. QRS Outdoor Specialties is the company. Quentin's number, 970-757-1662, 970-757-1662. You can check out their website at qrsoutdoors.com. And as I mentioned earlier, he will be at the International Sportsman's Expo here coming up in January 2017. That's January the 12th through the 17th. And you'll want to get by there and get to meet Quentin and, again, learn all he has to offer. And, you know, I really didn't do a lot of guided type of hunts until we got into doing our show several years ago. And Quentin was actually the first one we've hunted with and really now the only one we've hunted with for our big game here in Colorado. But there is something to having people that – you know, they've got great properties. And again, there's no guarantee. I mean, hunting is hunting, you know, and you all you do is provide a great experience and hopefully get everybody a chance. But, you know, it really enhances your opportunities to hunt with somebody that is really, really good at what they do and has got a good reputation. And I want to bring that up because sometimes, and I'm sure you hear the stories too, where somebody ran some ad online and some guy sent them some money and it just turns out to be a horrible experience from all angles, you know.
Nightmares.
How would you suggest people check out an outfitter before they do something?
Absolutely. I think the best thing you can do is actually talking to that person and gaining that personal repertoire with them and getting the comfortable level for yourself and and know realistically what you're looking for and what you're wanting out of a hunt, because at that point I probably spend as much time talking to my clients and interviewing them as they do me just for that opportunity are they a good fit for my operation or not? We want to make sure
that it works both ways.
Absolutely, yeah. It does. You know, and yeah, we would absolutely love to be able to guarantee everyone a 300-inch bull or a 350 bull or a 200-inch mule deer. Every one of us, I personally want to shoot one of them. That's exactly right. And sometimes that doesn't happen. It's wild hunting at the end of the day. But I think spending the time and talking to those outfitters and finding out, you know, what they're about, how long they've been in business and you know, talking to some of those clients and things. Of course, you know, you can always call their reference list and talk to those peoples and things that way. And but realize people are going
to
put your best references on a list
to
call.
They're not putting you on there if you say something bad.
That's right. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of things. And you know, don't be afraid. I've had people call me and say, hey, Q, we're going to be up around Walden. Do you mind if we swing by and look and see what the ranch is going to look like? Mm-hmm. And so even if I can't be there, I can talk to him on the phone and say, hey, yeah, sure, drive over here and look and see what it's like and you know, get an idea there. I always one of my main references is the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Mm-hmm. My parks and wildlife officers, I work very closely with them. I make sure that those guys are on there. I have my ranch managers and things on there. Those guys are the ones that live there year-round and know us and know what we do, and those guys can help out and talk that way too.
Well, we had some friends recently that went to Texas, and they went on a hog hunt, and I was trying to get them to go use some guys that we hunt with, Lone Star Hunts, and out of Wichita Falls, but they said, well, your deal has a limit on it. And I said, what do you mean? They said, well, you can get five hogs. We found a place for $1,250 for unlimited hogs. So 10 guys went at $1,250 a piece, and out of 10 guys, they saw two hogs.
Yep.
Saw.
Absolutely.
So how'd that unlimited work out for you? It's kind of like a lifetime warranty on something. I would rather somebody go, hey, it's going to work for 5 years or 10 years. Lifetime, what does that mean? You know.
That's right.
So, I mean, you just got to be careful. And when when you get people that are really acting like, boy, it's just guaranteed and going to be so easy, that's almost a red flag.
Well, and here's yeah. Let's talk about one even with us here this last year. You and I, we've hunted how many years together now?
Right.
Quite a few, and we had a new ranch that we took on this year and had an opportunity to go hunt, and really, this was going to be the first time an elk was taken off of it in many, many years.
Right.
We had a chance of killing a really big bull,
mm-hmm.
but 70-degree weather, second rifle season, hot, moon, all those phases.
Yeah.
We didn't kill a 350 bull. We ended up killing a 3x4 ranch, bull on a different ranch yeah. down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And we had elk there, lots and lots of cows, but no bull.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, it's wild hunting. And you know, there's things that way that I cannot guarantee. We can't guarantee, but we do everything we can to try to help those situations. And at the end of the day, for any hunter that's going out there that's hunting with me or any other outfitter, it's a teamwork. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's as much me doing it as much as you. I'm here to help you. I know the ground, and I live on it day in, day out. We know what those animals are doing, and so that gives you a higher opportunity. But you got to be able to do your side of it too.
Sure. And you know, a big thing, if you are going to hire someone like Quentin and a guide, listen to them. There's a reason why they're the guide and you're the client. And there's nothing probably more aggravating than to you than, you know, to meet somebody, feel like there's a good match, and then to get them in the field and all of a sudden that personality changes and now they want to tell your guys how to do their job. And that makes it not fun for anybody.
That's exactly right. And that is one big thing. You know, we joke about it sometimes because people say, well, what do you do for a living? And we say, well, we're a 65-year-old man babysitter. Yeah. And really, that's not what we want to do whatsoever. Sure. We're here to be a team and to work with people. But if people will listen to us, we know how those animals work in there. We know where they go, how they react to different situations and things. And if they'll listen to us, it'll increase their odds fourfold.
Absolutely.
We've had hundreds of those cases where people come in. Well, I think we need to do it this way, and so you finally break down and go, okay, let's go try it out that way. And then when it doesn't work, you go, are you ready to go hunting?
Absolutely.
But there's all kinds of stories like that.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Quentin Smith. We got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little mountain lion hunting. I'm looking forward to this hunt with Quentin and QRS, and so we're going to talk about that, give you some facts on that, some things you need to know if you're interested in doing that as well. Be sure and check out Quentin's website at qrsoutdoors.com. We'll be right back. This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Have you been in a car wreck? Hurt by the fault of another? Is the insurance company frustrating you? Hi, I'm Kevin Flesh, and my firm, Flesh Law, can help you. Please call me at 303-806-8886. Flesh Law has been helping those affected by accidents for over 20 years. Flesh Law has the experience to help you. We offer a free consultation, and we only get paid when you get your money. Flesh Law will do everything we can to maximize your claim. Find us on the web at Flesh Law Firm, that's F-L-E-S-C-H, lawfirm.com, or call us, 303-806-8886. I'm Kevin Flesh, and I'll help you get the compensation you deserve. Stop worrying and let us fight for you.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Face Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. We've got one more segment here with our good friend Quentin Smith, QRS Outdoor Specialties. 970-757-1662 is the number. 970-757-1662. QRSOutdoors.com. If you are looking for a good place to hunt and hadn't been able to find one, maybe you've tried some guided hunts, hadn't worked out real well, but you're talking about really good food and accommodations, if you're in for that, they offer, and just really, really terrific guys that you hunt with. And Quentin has a great group of guys that do his guiding, and as well as himself. And I guarantee you, we 100% endorse and absolutely tell you, go hunt with them. You'll be happy you did. Let's talk about mountain lion hunting a little bit.
Absolutely.
What are some of the misconceptions, first of all, people have when, if they've never done it before and they call you and they just want to come?
Yeah, it's a very physical hunt, and I think that's something that most people need to be prepared for some. I mean, we're looking at snow conditions. You're looking at mountain terrain. Lions don't make it easy, that's for sure. And so being able to get around and move around pretty easy, you know, a lot of times being able to catch a track in a fresh, good enough track to be able to get a cat right off the board, you know, that a lot of times they think it's a one-day hunt. And
right.
And so it can be. But most of the time, it's not either.
Yeah, I've known people, you know, they get the call to come and, you know, and they've done that 15, 20 times before they're successful.
My dad's a perfect case of that. He, you know, we grew up in Texas, and that was something he always dreamed of hunting and killing. Went to Trinidad several different times and hunted down there, and it ended up taking him, you know, many, many years of getting that animal harvested, and he was rewarded. He killed a 189-pound tom at the end of the day.
Wow.
He put his hours and his efforts in to get it done, and so, you know, not every time you catch a track, you're going to catch a lion.
Right. What are some of those? Some of them, I imagine, will, you know, that tracking and with the dogs and all in fairly shortly, you know, it can be.
They
but
can.
Then there's some, though, where you've gone how many miles?
Oh, we've had some that we've gone days trying to catch. And you go one day and get him tracked down pretty close and then end up going back the next day to where you quit and starting all over on him again. So,
wow.
I mean, they're agile animals. They can get around, and they're in the roughest terrain there is out there. And so they're a very physical hunt for the most part. So
right.
the cool thing about our country is we can get around.
Yeah.
And we got roads on tops and bottoms and all through our canyons to where, you know, most generally, if I've got a good track, I can follow that track and keep tracking him down to I know exactly what side hill he's on. And once I release on a dog, usually 45 minutes to an hour, I got him in a tree.
Wow.
That's the fun part about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's doing your homework on it.
Mm-hmm. So to start off, if you're interested in doing this, first thing you got to do, which I learned as well, you have to take little exam.
That's right.
With
yep.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has an either sex tag that you're given, but
right.
The Houndsman in Colorado got an initiative passed several years ago, and you have to take a test that's a sex identification test, and that helps you determine how to sex those cats in a tree and on different things, and what's a mature cat, what's not, what's legal hunting time, how do you go through the process of turning those animals in and sealing them after you've harvested them, and
okay.
those kinds of things with
right.
it. So yeah, you got to take the test first.
Right.
You got to have a CID number to begin with. So make sure you got a CID number, and then the test is online. It's right on the website there with the Colorado Parks and Wildlife. You can type in mountain lion test. It'll pull up very easily. Take it, certify it, and once you have that test done, then it's an over-the-counter tag.
Right.
So you can actually go down and buy the tag over the counter. And then we're required to call in. The hunter's required to call in the night of the hunt that you're starting the hunt or whatever, and make sure that the unit that you're going into is not closed, because each area has a quota that comes out of that area. And so traditionally in our areas, I make that call ahead of time and make sure that those units aren't closed, because some of them maybe have 12 cats, some of them may have 17 cats, and as time progresses, those cats will start coming off the quota. But you call after 5 o'clock, there's a hotline number, and that hotline number will tell you if you're good to go in that unit or not.
Okay. And then after the kill, what do you have to do?
Once you've harvested the kill, then within 48 hours, you got to at least make that phone call to the Game and Fish and let them know that you've harvested a mountain lion and what unit that you've harvested it in. And that's within 48 hours. And then within 5 days, you have to have that animal sealed.
Right.
And so just like you do on bear, you got to take it to the division and seal it. They'll pull a little tooth out of it and okay. good to go.
Right. What cow? What a method of take. I mean,
sure.
I guess you can do anything with archery to whatever, but
that's right.
What are some of the most common that you like? And
you know, your
seen?
Smaller calibers, I think, are probably your best on a cat. Their lungs are very small on them. They're not very big. And that's the one thing about running on cats. A lot of times they won't run a tremendous amount of distance because their lungs are smaller. They can outrun anything in the world, but
right.
They can't go as far as distance. And so your smaller calibers, you know, of course, you got to have a center fire,
mm-hmm.
got to be a 45 grain bullet or better. You know, anything 223, 243, you know, something like that. Archery, we have lots and lots of guys that come out with a bow on that one because we're literally talking feet, not necessarily yards in
right.
shooting sometimes.
Right. And so to practice for that with archery, I mean, should you be 25 yards and you're way good? I mean, because you're probably not going to be that.
I've had some 40-yard shots before where they're up in a 90-foot tree or something and clear on a canyon wall or something. But at the end of the day, you know, your 20-yard pin, 10 to 20-yard pin is typically all you're going to need in those situations.
Right. Our guest is Quentin Smith, again, with QRS Outdoor Specialties. Check out their website, qrsoutdoors.com. As I mentioned, Quentin will be at the International Sportsman's Expo January the 12th through the 17th. And we're going to do an offer here over the next few weeks for some tickets for that. And we will hope you'll come out and see us there with our booth there at Sportsman of Colorado Radio, as well as QRS. Is this something to where... with the mountain lion hunting that you say, you know, no matter how long it lasts, it's such a different type of hunt. It's a pretty exhilarating hunt.
Yeah, I mean, it's a predator animal, and having a predator animal, you know, 15, 20 foot up in a tree in front of you, that puts a whole new edge on it, for sure. The athletes in the whole ball game are the dogs for us.
Right.
And, I mean, they're phenomenal animals, and watching the, you know, them work and things, that's the biggest part for us and being involved in a chase that way. You know, not every time will we turn loose on a track every time we see it. You know, there's lots of ranchers and things around that want you to shoot every cat you see.
And
our numbers, our population is high. There's no doubt about it. We have a huge population alliance. You know, we try to promote that we're shooting mature toms. We're trying to get people great cats that they want to put on a wall that way, but it's not necessarily that we won't take a monster female if we have to. There's times where, especially on trouble females, things like that, ones that are killing livestock or doing like that, we'll go run and take out for sure on something like that.
I'll tell you,
the athletes are the dogs.
It's a hard thing when you start, you know, and again, I think, you know, people got to be smart how they talk about it and everything too, but it's such a hard thing with the anti-hunting crowd. You show pictures of just certain animals and even a mountain lion, people go berserk like they're going to become extinct, or
that's right.
They're such a beautiful animal. They don't understand what they're doing to the ranch. You live a ranching lifestyle.
That's right.
The damage they can do and the thousands of dollars they can cost a rancher of killing cattle.
You know, the statistics will tell you that a lion will take, a mature lion will kill a deer a week. Well, that's 52 deer in one lion. So you know, the circle will go around. We got to manage everything to make things work in this world, and it's just another one of those things we got to keep in check. And the division does a great job of that. They have, you know, a quota system out there so
right.
that those things don't happen, so that we don't have a situation where just, you know, tremendous amount of numbers are taken and things that way.
Right. Let's talk about I'll promote your Facebook, though. If you'll go to facebook.com/QRS Outdoors, you can learn more about Quentin. You can see a lot of great pictures he puts there. And go on and give him a like there. But again, that's at facebook.com and then /QRS Outdoors. And some of the pictures that you've been able to get on some of these mountain lion hunts have just been, I mean, phenomenal.
I'll be honest, that's probably more fun for me than harvesting the cat is once we get one in a tree, we got lots of time. You know, we get to a tree once the dogs have treated him, and we've got time to get everyone calm and rested and relaxed and make sure we get the dogs tied back and all of that stuff. So it's not a hurried up rush game when we get to a tree. And so I love to get lots of pictures. And you know, there's a tremendous amount of people that don't ever get to experience that.
Sure.
And going to a tree or going to, you know, even on a bobcat or something. And so even at that case, it's fun for me to get those pictures and then be able to share them with people, and they're magnificent animals.
Right, absolutely. Now, you've got the place in Wyoming as well.
That's right.
And I know up there you even offer, that's a place that's even great even for maybe a corporate type retreat.
That's right.
So let's kind of talk about that a minute.
Yep, we do lots of corporate retreats, specifically in the summertime. Of course, your winters and things, when you hear Wyoming, they can be pretty brutal for sure. But the summer times we do all kinds of different retreats. We've had groups of 6 all the way to 20 come in and stay with us, and full accommodations, lodging, all kinds of different events. We've got options to be able to bring people in for teamwork, leadership workshops, and help businesses out and things that way. We can kind of accommodate whatever need in that facility.
Right. Now, Mitch, you'll be at the International Sportsman's Expo, and boy, you fill up pretty quick because you just get so much repeat business, which is another great sign for you. But what are a few things that you think, hey, I won't know for sure because things could fill up between now and then, but what are a few things that you may have some openings for in 2017?
You know, one of the things that's really popular to our local people that in Colorado is cow elk hunts. And that's a huge management tool for us. Well, we do take as many cow elk as we can take. And so cow elk hunts are something that we always have available. And then depending on which ranch we're hunting and what kind of style you want to hunt, whether it's a blind hunt or whether it's more of the spot and stalk, traditional style elk hunt that people think of and things that way, there's going to be some opportunity for elk and things here for 2016, but it is filling up pretty quick.
Okay, great. Again, give them a call, 970-757-1662. If you've got questions for Quentin, maybe you just want to ask him some other questions. Again, all the big game they can offer, mule deer, elk, moose, bear, antelope, mountain lion, they do it all. And again, give them a like on Facebook. And again, that's facebook.com/QRS Outdoors. Quentin, thanks so much, man, for making time.
Thank you.
We appreciate it and look forward. Hopefully we'll be coming back on and talking about a successful mountain lion hunt on this end, too.
Could be here soon.
Thank you so much for joining us today for Sportsman of Colorado. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmancolorado.com. Have a great day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.